Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Milburn. Batting third. The DH, Randy Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jesus Vega. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Filson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Ibe. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn strikes out. Two outs. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a pop-up towards first. Vega settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jesus Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castano moves to third. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Castano scores. Washington moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Herndon moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball four. Herndon scores. Parrish moves to third. Wackenfuss moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Tigers, 1. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 2, Tigers, 2. Jesus Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega is 0-for-1 in the game. Vega hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2. And the Tigers too. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Filson. Gibson moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Felton now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano juggles the ball. That's an error on Castano. Gibson scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Castano applying the tag. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-2 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 0-for-2 in the game. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Herndon moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jesus Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega is 0 for 2 in the game. Vega strikes out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Laudner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Milbourne applying the tag. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milbourne hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Twins, 4, Tigers, 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesus Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega is 0 for 3 in the game. Vega hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gibson strikes out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 3 in the game. Ivey strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Davis now pitching. Jerry Turner pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hebner moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Richie Hebner now playing first base. Mark DeJohn now playing third base. Randy Bush pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milburn for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson is walked intentionally. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Sal Butera now catching. Daryl Jackson now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-4 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Jesus Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega is 0-for-4 in the game. Vega hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Vega reaches second base with a double. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball for a double play. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Herndon hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.